people higher than that. You know, they're not going to let the
guys,
real
Justin,
the
I'm
real
sorry. You know, I hate doing
you know.
This to you, but we have another caller, so we want to put him right on. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yep.
Caller, you're live on the air with Justin Cook, Brian Stavely, Chris Kendall, and Brian Hamilton. How can we help you?
How you guys doing tonight, fellas?
We're doing
pretty
great,
well.
Man. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind, buddy?
It's Jeff. Yeah, the show like always. I've only caught the past 40, 45 minutes. I was doing something, and it was a little rude for me to be on there. I'll catch the end later. But I want to go back and listen. I just wanted to make a quick point. You know, I had this argument with somebody today, somewhat awake, but not really awake, you know.
Are you on a speakerphone, sir?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get off of it.
Yeah, you got to get off of it.
It was my headset. I'm outside waiting for a train.
Yeah, you sound better now. You're good enough now. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying was I got in an argument with some today that was semi-awakened, but not really, you know. They haven't really shifted through the bullshit. And when I started bringing up things that were a little touchy, you know, when you slap the truth in somebody's face, they never want to get, you know, without doing their own research. They want to just dismiss you without anything. But what maybe you guys could start doing on your downtime for the show is start calling these congressmen, you know, the congresswoman you were just talking about. Record the fucking thing. Get some video on it, you know? If you have video from real people that don't have an agenda with the media and aren't affiliated with it, you know, that might hit home with some people. You could play little sound bites in between on the breaks or during the show, you know, and that's documented information that we can share with others and bring to the masses.
I think it's a good idea for one reason because of what you're saying by bringing that to the masses and showing that these people are liars. But on the other hand, we know these people are just puppets too, and it's almost like, do we want to put our time into doing that?
Maybe not that, but put your own little spin on it. You know what I mean? It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect you to take my idea and just run with it. I mean, take my idea and make it your own.
I like to hear it.
You know what I mean?
I like to hear it. Yeah.
Well,
so how do you like
know,
the show?
You know,
is
you know,
this the
you know another thing, though, too, that's hard is when you call a congressman's office, they never put that person on the phone. You get one of their yes men, and they put you off. You know, I mean, I guess I could probably go set up down, you know, for like an ambush down on Worcester Street and wait for what's her name, Rosa DeLauro, to come there and ask her why she's pushing Monsanto and stuff like that. But you know, I guess, you know, I don't know. I don't think that stuff is. I mean, it's definitely good, but it's being done by a lot of these people and whatnot, you know.
I think there's already a lot of activists being done
with the same people that are put there to fool all these people.
You're right.
It's with them, and they get them, and they're thinking other things that aren't even going on. You know, these people
right.
are very smart people that you're dealing with. You know, it's
what
right. we talked about last week. They're 8 steps ahead, behind, the side, and in both ways, the left, the right, the front, and back. They have everything mapped out.
No, you're right.
I think it puts out the idea too that the solution is somehow through these people, and it's not
exactly.
through these people.
It's just like the new
flavor of the month is Ron Paul. He's the next solution. Who has to
yeah,
stay
we've agenda. Already debunked
you know, like
him
Brian,
many,
just like
many,
Brian
many
said
times.
Last week, if he really was for the people, he'd run as an independent. You know what's
yeah,
that saying about him? We're just gonna
and,
what? We're gonna trade. Everybody was bitching about how bad the Republicans were 8 years ago. You give him a Democrat, it gets worse. So what? We go back to the Republican and give him another shot? It's ridiculous.
The whole system's a joke. I mean,
it's total, and anyone that still believes in it.
What do we do about it?
I bought into it with Obama the first time around. I actually voted for the first time. I thought I was making a difference.
A lot of people did, dude. Especially after Bush and 9/11 and how stupid they made them look and everything else. And
right.
a lot of people bought into it. And it's the same thing. They don't even fight with each other. The Democrats and Republicans, they laugh at you. They're laughing at us right now. It's a big joke to them. And it's unbelievable, but I want to come up with a solution. I don't want to be stuck in a trap for 50 years talking about how politicians are staged and we can't do shit about it.
What the solution is, people don't want to hear. And the people that say they're awake, I mean, even the people that are truly awake, only a small percentage would take the right steps to get this done. And what we need in this country is a revolution, and a total overtake of the government and everything else.
Well, I don't know if calling for violence is the best.
Nobody wants to do that. You know, they're just going to sit here. They're just going to sit here and live on their knees. And they're going to die like that. I'd rather die like a man on my feet.
If it's going to get that crazy.
But you won't get enough people to real.
And you're never going to get your real enemy either. You know, that's the thing. They're so far behind the field. The way to beat them, personally, I think, is to just get out of the system and boycott everything. Don't pay taxes.
That's the way to beat them for yourself and for your family, but that's not going to beat them for everybody else.
In theory, in a perfect world, it would work, but the problem is we don't have that solution. I still haven't heard that solution from anybody.
We need a combination of things, you know? I think, like Justin just said.
There's plenty of great ideas that I've heard, but I haven't heard that one thing or that one package thing that sounds like it would work and it's a solution.
That's because they run a tight ship.
We need a bunch of different strategies. Like Justin was saying, or Carla, like you were just saying, or like I was saying, you know, exposing how bad the media lies to us, or like what some of these other people were saying. Is this the first time you've heard our show?
We talked last week. I'm friends with Justin from back east.
Okay, cool. What did we talk about last week?
I'm living in SF now, California.
Cool, man. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you called back in. I'm glad you liked the
show. I'll let you guys go because I definitely enjoy listening to the show, but I just wanted to drop that on you and ask you one more question. Did you actually get a chance to check out the videos of the military or the ex-military or soon-to-be ex that just came home and are actually starting to speak out about what's been going on over there and how their government's been deceiving them, and how they're actually starting to be semi-awake, and a lot of them are actually starting to speak out about 9/11 too.
Do you have any of the 9/11 ones?
It might be real.
Do you have any of the, you know, what do you got? Post them in the comments.
I can send you the links. Absolutely. I'm just not near my computer. I'm just on my phone and shit right now.
Just when you can. You know how to use our comment section?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, when you can, just post them in there, you know, and give everybody a chance. Yeah. Just label them, though, so people know what the hell they are. Don't put it in the chat, though. Put it in the comments so people will see it, you know. It'll stay near the top.
I will. Enjoy your night, fellas. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to get off now, but just keep it up. Like I said, Justin, I'm proud of you. Keep it up, buddy.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Jibs.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye.
All right, another good call. I love when we get a lot of callers, man. We're full tonight, huh?
He brought up an interesting point as far as the amount of military waking up because they've gone over for bullshit reasons, fighting a bullshit war, watching their buddy die bullshit deaths. And you know, when you take a look at now on the home front with the DHS ordering 420 million rounds of hollow point ammunition, 2,700 armored personnel carriers. This is the Department of Homeland Security. It's not even the military. So they, whoever they are obviously preparing for something, whether it be a revolution or, you know, I mean, pick a crisis, any crisis. No food on the store shelves. You get a Louisiana times a million. And then you get a bunch of TSA guys that are paid slightly above minimum wage, have little or no training, but they've got a government paycheck. They'll do whatever the government asks them to do. So now with Obama and Harper signing this, what is it called, border security something or another agreement, you know, with the whole Oath Keepers and whatnot, U.S. military refusing to fire on their own citizens, while Canadian military isn't going to have any problem enforcing law in the States and vice versa. Yeah. So something is coming up soon. Otherwise, like, why would these guys be ordering the food they're ordering? Why would they be stockpiling the ammunition they're stockpiling? Why would they have 2,700 armored personnel carriers right in the United States?
It could also be a backup plan, and you know, in case the Ron Paul charade doesn't work out. I don't know. You're definitely right in cause to you know, you're like you're saying, that's an obscene amount for you know, for Homeland Security, which sounds like some Nazi stuff. You know, my opinion though on like the whole thing though is, I think that they're going to bring it to a brink where they're going to collapse the economy, and then they're not going to do it, and you're going to have some. They're going to go and put Ron Paul in, and he's going to go, and they're going to go to this global gold standard. And he's going to look like the savior, and they're just going to rob us all over again.
And it's all bullshit. You know? And you know what it's for? I mean, it's for all the people that bought out of the system to buy back into the system. Think right. about it. That's who it's for. Who are all the Ron Paul supporters? All the people that said voting were fake like 3 months before.
Exactly.
It's absurd. And anybody that's out there that's listening, that if you want a good read, literally, and I'm not trying to pat myself or Justin on the back, go to our blog section. We have about 5 blogs we've done on Ron Paul. And we didn't even want to, because we don't want to waste our time on politicians. We don't want to talk about politicians. But there were so many things that needed to be debunked that people just don't know about this guy. Like, you got this guy that goes out there and talks about the NDAA, yada, yada, yada. Then he doesn't even show up. Did you know he didn't even show up to vote against it? Did you know that he actually supports Lamar Smith, the guy that wants SOPA and all this? Not only does he support him, he actually emailed all of Ron Paul's supporters and asked them to go and vote for Lamar Smith. And these are all agendas that you're supposedly against, but these are Ron Paul is supporting.
You know what my favorite ones are, though, is for one, just to point out how Ludwig von Mises was funded by the Rockefellers. But then the just to get into right now, the fact that his biggest political action committee is funded by Peter Thiel, who's a Bilderberg member, and you have Jones and them talking like the Bilderbergs rule the world, and yet this guy he's getting all of his funding from a Bilderberger, you know. So and then you got the guy Bruce Fine, who's some type of advisor, and now his other clients are Saudi Arabia, Goldman Sachs. All these groups like that, and then he's also representing Ron Paul. I mean, you know, and then, of course, the globalism quote, where he straight up said what he wants to do with the, he has no problem with globalism, free trade, they call it free trade, but in reality, all that means is more slave labor goods, you know, and less American jobs, because they're just going to, keep doing what they're doing. You know, but
yeah, but you know what? We don't even want to spend any more time on Ron Paul. But yeah. if anybody out there that, and I don't think any of our listeners are still buying into that. Maybe a couple of you guys are. And you know, in the beginning, I understand, because for the first few months I supported him, but then I started seeing the whole thing with him and Jones, and I started to realize what they were about. And when you start to really look into any of these people's guys, if you put the research in and you're willing to look at all the other side of the stuff, it's really not that hard sometimes to see what these people's agendas are. You just got to be willing to look at everything with an open mind.
You know, he's really a Freemason, right?
Yeah. And his kids are used to stars.
Yeah, people dispute
and
that, and I have a problem with that, because his wife is a member of the Eastern Star. His daughters are both Rainbow Girls.
And they can't
and
be unless
he's
a Freemason.
Right.
I got a call recorded on my TalkShoe page where I contacted the... It was a secretary of the Velasco chapter, the Eastern Star.
Oh, well, that was you. That was you that found that got that info.
Yeah, it was on a blog where somebody was talking about it, and I said, well, and they put the number up, so I called lady answered, and I recorded it, and I put it up on the my TalkShoe page. Yeah, so yeah, you have to be a if a woman's in the Eastern Star, she has to have husband that's
right.
Amazing.
Right, and it's same thing with both of his daughters being Rainbow Girls too. You're not going to find a Rainbow Girl whose father is not a Freemason. It's not going to happen, you know. And here's another thing too. And so many people put their theory, into this Ludwig von Mises and this Austrian economics. But if you look at it, I call it Bavarian economics, because it's another Rothschild creation. It's exactly what it is, or it's straight from Rothschilds actually ran the first schools. They had they funded all these people, and that's who funded Mises when he came over to America. The Rockefellers funded him, and I someone come. Someone commented
they funded the whole schooling system too, didn't they? I mean, aren't they the ones who put pretty much all the information into it?
Yeah, well, they used channels for that. They used channels like I'm trying to think. You have the I'm not sure if the CNP is behind it, but I know the Koch brothers have a group. Koch brothers, whatever the fuck they're called. They have a group that was I can't think of the name of it. Normally I have this on the tip of my tongue, but yeah, there's a few groups though that pay for it now. You know that are behind all this smizes. Now it pays for itself from the useful idiots. But you know what I mean.
We were just talking about how you know, you were like, oh, that was you, Chris, that made that phone call. Chris actually made another really good phone call that I've used on a lot of my 9/11 shows. I like to play that for you guys now. It's only a 3-minute call, and when it goes to the part where they mute you, Chris, just explain what's going on. You'll know what video it is. It's when you called into the Power Hour.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air with Shea Kestis.
You guys can hear it, right?
Rodriguez, go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
Listen to the points, Chris.
I've been running across some things about 9/11 and the whole story about what happened. If you look at the photographs of the aftermath, one thing that really stands out, and I don't hear mentioned too much, is the fact that you look at the rubble, okay, and there is no desk, there are no refrigerators, there's no office furniture, there's no trash cans, there's no phones, there's no carpet, there's no wire. What do you guys think happened there? I mean, that's extremely unusual to have a 100-plus story towers, two of them, come down, modern office buildings inside.
Yeah, and I agree. And the same thing with the Pentagon also. There's no desks out on the Pentagon grounds either. William, let me go to you first for your response.
I was on ground zero. You did right there. That day, I was pulled from the rubble. I was there the following day with the bucket brigade. I was through the whole process of sifting through the...
Pause it for a second. Chris, they have muted you now, right, to let Willie talk?
Yeah, they muted me. Oh, I'm getting a bad echo.
Brian, let go of the echo.
Yeah, okay, guys, don't talk for a second. Just let me talk. I'll get rid of the echo. Hold on. Okay, yeah, they muted you right there so Willie could run his whole little stupid gamut. And I'll play the rest of the video so everybody can hear. And I do want to mention to everybody, I called Judy Wood this week on the LMN radio network, and I was starting to question the authenticity of some of her videos and photographs. And they actually not only muted me, they shut down their whole radio station on everybody that was listening.
That's late night in the Midlands with
Michael this was
Zara.
Just the other night, guys. But we'll talk about it in a minute. But let's finish Chris's video here because this is a great video.
Through the rubble, so I have at least a personal understanding. Of course, when the building collapsed, floor by floor, going on top of each other, it compresses and basically destroys everything. I mean, we have something called Hangar 17 at the JFK airport, which holds, you know, many of the items that were removed from the area. And you have like five floors on a chunk of concrete compressed. Everything that was on five floors on a specific area was compressed into a small chunk, not a small chunk, but, you know, a huge chunk of concrete. And it's kind of like it fused. But I did find, small things, not big things, you know, not desks or things
Willie
like that.
Found
but
these
I found,
things.
you know, pieces of a phone or pieces of, mostly paper, actually, mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way. But, you know, you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was... it just vaporized. That was their response to me when I contacted the Pentagon. All right, let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Let's go to
that
Walter in Montana. Walter, you're on
the
air.
Asked the Pentagon. It just vaporized.
With Shea Kestis and William Rod.
Sorry about the cough, guys. Didn't you have more to say here now, Chris? Right, as you're muted, you know you're muted, and now you're gonna say a little more, right? Because there's another like 40 seconds of video here.
Yeah, I keep yammering.
You make some good points, so I'm going to play them.
So
right
you
now.
Hear you hear what I say after they mute.
Regis, go ahead, please.
Now here's Chris while he's muted. And this is how they do this. It's unbelievable. Okay. Have a listen to this.
And it's kind of like it feels.
So you have. So what you're saying, William, is you have a lot of. You have a lot of smashed refrigerators, a lot of smashed file cabinets and stuff in the debris. So why is that not? Why is that not in the photos?
Mostly paper, actually. Mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way, but you know you could find things that. Has to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was it just vaporized. That was their response.
Well, how about the idea that maybe the towers were hollow?
To Walter in Montana, Walter.
Huh. And there you have it. And they did not want to hear that. Okay.
Crickets.
And I still do believe a good portion of the towers were hollowed out, especially around where the impact zone were. And do you guys know that in 1993, I want to add this because this is important. In 1993, when the World Trade Center was bombed, are you guys getting an echo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right, there it
not
is.
Not from you, from us we are.
Okay, in 1993, when the World Trade Center was bombed, they dislocated 50,000 tenants out of those towers and relocated them all into other office spaces in Manhattan. So that's when they, it's a portion of both, I think. I think it's a portion of the towers being hollow, and that's why there is so little debris. I also think, you know, pretty much most of the debris pitches we looked at aren't even the real debris pitches anyways, you know. And ultimately, all that, really, you know, what the biggest point is, They pulled a bunch of bullshit on us. I mean,
yeah.
Has anybody ever looked into the gold that was supposedly stored underneath?
Didn't even bother with that rabbit trail. Yeah. I didn't even bother with wasting my time. Guys, how about this fact? How about this? For anybody out there that's doubting any of this stuff that we're trying to say that, we might have a little bit, we might vary a little bit on our theories here, but I think pretty much the four of us here know that day was a pretty much media fake day, or we're leaning towards it, I would like to say.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Chris? I don't want to speak for you, but we were speaking earlier.
Well, I look at it now, and I was I was listening to Alex Jones when 9/11 happened. I listened to a show. I was actually listening. I actually heard about 9/11 through Joyce Riley's show when they had that show with Von Kleist, yeah. You know, and then of course you find out later that they're a gatekeeping operation, and you know, so is Alex Jones, and I believed for a long time that, you know, they use remote control planes and all that. And then I saw September Clues, and then pointing out the obvious, which was right in front of my face, and I never really noticed it until somebody pointed out and says, yeah, you're looking at fake video. You know, so it's fake video. Yeah, plane's not going to go in one side of the building and come out the other side with a fuselage intact. Now, come on.
But let's take it a step farther, because I've known that you've had Simon on your show too, and he's been on our show, and I know that you've gone through some more of the more recent video that I have, and I'm gonna tell you right now that, I mean, I know for a fact those at least a lot of the collapse footage that I saw weren't even real. So how do we even know what's real from that? I've seen so much CGI from that day, so much fakery. It looks more like a Hollywood movie to me than anything. You know,
well, can we say for 100% certainty that, you know, 100% of the footage is fake?
And I'm not trying to say that. I think there might be some real, but I think I've got some pretty compelling ones. If you haven't seen them, you got to check them out. As far as collapses, they absolutely contradict themselves. Like 10 collapses of the same building. And they're all different. I mean, all different. Sunlight, shade, on fire,
angle.
Not yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So how can that be real? It's not real. That's not real. I do think they could have maybe filmed some real street scenes up on the northern section of Manhattan after it was where it was sealed off, like to get some real, like almost real witnesses to the smoke that they probably couldn't see through or whatever. But I don't believe any of it. Maybe some street interviews were real. I don't think anybody was anywhere near the towers. I mean, that was just off limits. They were taking them down. They were taking down 9 buildings that day. And that's why they did it so early. They did it before the tourist attractions opened, so they didn't need that excuse. They shut down the subways, and they took down – guys, just think of the preposterous tale, okay? Let's just – I don't want to go on forever about 9/11 right now, but let's put this one fact out in the truth movement. Everybody likes to bring up the fact about Building 7 and this big rabbit trail and how did Building 7 fall when these other two buildings are the ones that got hit. Guys, 9 fucking buildings went down that day. Why aren't they talking about that? How did 2 planes take down 9 buildings? Never mind 3. It took down the whole complex. Allegedly. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Allegedly. Yeah. And obviously it didn't.
Well, I mean, I do see the relevance of 7 because it was something of what we saw, you know, allegedly was a building fall through its own footprint. So, I mean,
but
I do
those
see
videos
the
are the ones that specifically I'm talking about that are fake, are the World Trade Center 7 videos. Those are fake collapse footages.
Yeah, they're fake.
They are. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying though is you know that part. Like I don't know. I'm not as concerned with that as the people that can't see the planes being fake. Personally,
well,
I don't know.
Of course,
I think
of course, you got to get to those people first. How you can't begin to explain the CGI and all the buildings and everything to start with. I mean, it takes people a long time. I think the planes is a good place to start. Hey, guys, I want to mention one thing before people get off tonight. I'll go for another hour, whatever you guys want to do. But I'm saying before any of our listeners leave, we're gonna do a 9/11 special on Wednesday. Okay, it's gonna be with me, Justin, and James Sloan, who's a great researcher from New Zealand, who we know from on here, and I've done radio shows with him before. He's really knowledgeable. So we're going to do it at a little bit of a weird time because of the time zones. We're going to do it at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. So this Wednesday at 5 p.m., we're still going to have a show on the weekend too, but this Wednesday at 5 p.m., make sure you guys tune into our 9/11 show. But yeah, I'm not gonna go and make the leap, guys, and say that all the videos are fake. But I'm gonna tell you, I've been looking at a lot and a lot and a lot, and it's been going on for months. And it wasn't just Simon Shack's videos. You can ask Justin. I've been sending him videos for 6 months, saying, Justin, I think these collapse videos are fake. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And I've tried to show some other people who didn't seem very interested in it at all. We'll get into that another time. But.
Yeah, no, definitely. But you know, the point though is I do see their point where, because if they you know, whether they faked it or not, the whole thing about falling at 5 o'clock that day, and they did that on purpose, of course. They did that to give them
another rabbit trail.
Yeah, exactly.
You
want to
have
rabbit,
as many theories as
right.
possible around your bullshit story to keep everybody busy. If they could have 1,000 9/11 theories for this bullshit, they would. You know,
Yep.
I'm not trying to say the whole day was CGI, but I think they use lots of different, you know, Hollywood techniques. But the day was more of a movie than anything else. Can we agree on that? Like a production?
Of course. Yeah. It was a total production.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody's kind of on the same page there. I'm not trying to say everything's green screen or everything's CGI or everything is this. Obviously, they use tons of different techniques. But as far as showing us real video of New York City on 9/11, I didn't see any of it. Maybe before the towers were on fire if they showed us something. But anything where the towers were on fire, where there were airplanes or there were buildings collapsing, people running from a dust cloud or people under the buildings or amateur shots of anything, they were all fake. I don't care who says it. You have to just research it. Please. Please, just research it. You'll find the truth. It's not that hard. Chris, I mean, what do you think? What do you think's good to start with? The jumpers? Do you like the planes? What do you think's good to start with just to show people the absurdity of it?
Well, I've come to this, like, with 9/11. We speculate. Oh, how did they do this or that? You know, it comes down to this for me now. It's like, okay, we know this. We know it was fake. I mean, even like people that are listening to Alex Jones, and they know that, well, it's not what it was portrayed as being. So what would make the most sense if you're going to pull something like that off? You want to conduct it in such a way so it introduces the least number of variables possible, and whatever tried and true method, like for bringing the towers down, is probably what they used. Whatever's the most sound, most
I think whatever they normally use to bring down buildings is what they did, except they did it under the cover of smoke so nobody could see it. They're not going to do it out in plain view, you know.
Smoke even machines, pyrotechnics. You know, they had a gaping hole that they opened up with pyrotechnics. You know, and the same stuff they use at a Kiss concert or whatever. It's just shit that's been around for ages, you know. And so they had some actors stand in the hole and wave and pretend like they're in distress, hang out the windows, and then the actors maybe tossed out some animatronics, and so people on the street can, you know, that's for them. You know, TV was fake or mostly fake, or there might have been some. Well, one thing that's conspicuously absent with the jumpers and the people in the windows is, now we know telephoto lens existed back in, 2001. Why don't you see any close-up shots to this day of people in the windows? You know, now people say, oh, to protect the victims and all that. Well, this is 10 years after the fact, and then still none. And you know there would have to be. But it's all distant shot where you can't really identify anybody or anything like that, and that tells you right there that it was a stage set. It was theater. It was a set. You know, they didn't want you to see the actors.
No,
they were there for the benefit of the people on the ground. Yeah, and then like the same way with the plane. You know, we saw the video. There's somebody there on the street. They're not getting a clear view of the skyline. The majority of people, there would probably be a relatively handful of people that had a vantage point where they could even see a plane if there was a plane. So that covers that right there. And then you show it on television. Well, I heard an explosion. I saw a fire, saw smoke. I saw fire. That had to have been the plane. Cause I, 5 minutes later, I look at a TV screen and they're showing it on television, the replay. So that would cover it. That would cover it. And there's no need to invoke thousands of witnesses seeing the plane, because there wouldn't be. Even in the most ideal situation with that.
Even people don't understand the layout of New York. You can't see the Twin Towers from almost anywhere. It's blocked by other skyscrapers.
I've been there. I've never seen so many buildings in my life. And being from Oklahoma, you're used to seeing this wide expanse of sky. Everything's flat here, and it really made an impression on me. And said, you can't see the damn sky here. You can't. You know? And,
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you just see buildings. So, like, this idea that there was thousands of witnesses that actually, with their own eyes, saw a plane, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's not.
Not only that, guys, it's going 550 miles an hour, and these amateur photographers got a shot of it. It doesn't even happen, like, in racing. You know what I mean? When they're expecting accidents to happen.
But I think the important thing to take away from it is the media, the military. And it makes sense. The military would have complete charge of the media, because we've been in a continual state of war since this country was founded. And if you look at the history of wars in the United States, we've been in a continual state of war,
That's why our flag is the war flag they fly.
Yeah. So when we're in a state of war, then they invoke national security, and the military has control over the media, everything, under the banner of national security. And of course, it's come out, what was it, the Church Committee hearings and all that in the 70s, where they – exposed to CIA implants in the media. Well, they don't have implants in the media. They run the media.
We talked about that military. Exactly. CIA. Yes. Yes,
they run the media. Yeah, and the people who are in the know that know, okay, the military is in charge here, they accept it because, hey, it's national security. You know, we got to let the military run things, you know, on that level. And they, you know, we want to keep it quiet from the public. We want to know the military is running. But then they'll show you, like, Center for Disease Control and, yeah, they go into their little headquarters there, and they're all wearing military uniforms.
Yeah.
You know? It's the military runs this mm-hmm. country. I mean, people don't understand how huge the military is and where they're at. They're in your newspapers, even your local papers. I called my local news station here, the TV station, and I asked them, like, well, how many military you have there? Well, we don't have military. You know, we do have many retired military. Well, same thing. It's the military. Why would there be that many retired
military?
That's
like retired CIA. Oh, this lady's not CIA anymore. She's retired. She's a whistleblower.
yeah. And why would they hire a retired military? Years ago, tried to get a job out here at the news station. They wouldn't. You know, they wouldn't even pay minimum wage. They don't even pay minimum wage out there. Why would a retired military person want anything to do with that place out there? Yeah, but they have all these retired military out there. Of course they do. They run the show, man. If people don't understand that, and they run CNN, NBC, ABC, all the networks, all the major networks. It's all military.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you think, and it's okay if you say yes or no, or we say maybe a couple, or whatever you think, let's, do you think there is one real victim from 9/11?
One real victim?
Do you think one real person died on 9/11 at all?
I could say definitely that I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't think there was anybody in those towers that got crushed when they fell.
No, and we know at least. And you know what else bothers me a lot is people have a hard time believing that there weren't people in the towers, but people will believe that there weren't 266 people on the planes. Well, why can't you take that next step? You know what I mean? I'm going to personally tell you, I don't think anybody died that day. One of the main reasons, if you think about it, you think about this operation, Chris, and how long it's been going on and how many people have been involved and, you know, how many organizations are embezzling money out of it and everything, right? Once one person dies, that changes everything, right? Doesn't it change everything? I mean, people might want to come out. People might not want to be a part of it. People might rat. People might not want, you know, as you promise nobody's going to die. Yeah, we'll go along with this scam. You're going to give us how much money? And that's why I think a really big reason, besides, you know, I think the towers are empty and I know there was nobody on the planes and all that. I think the whole thing was all just basically a Hollywood movie. I mean, pretty much.
I think, you know, one thing that's
crossing
my mind is in another 20 or 30 years, as you know, like the Kubrick deathbed confession, you know, coming clean with the moon hoax, in another 20 or 30, like some of these guys that were involved in this staged event or whatever you want to call it, had to be 50, 60, whatever. So in another 5, 10, 12, whatever years, these guys are going to be on their deathbeds, and you're going to see a plethora of coming clean because these guys want to go to heaven. They don't want to swallow a lie.
Will they though? Will they, or will they feed us bullshit?
I don't know. The
JFK guy. What do you think about that? Have you ever looked into JFK and this guy in his deathbed confession? Like, do you think that's real? That's what I mean. Can we trust deathbed confessions like that, or are they just cocked up by the military too? It's so hard to even trust anything. I know it sucks, Brian. It's a sucky question to have to even ask it, but it's like, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I say with me, it's like, well, all I could do is I could I can look at and say yeah, all I could do is like I could look at something like like a plane going in one side, an aluminum plane going in one side of a tower and come at the other, and I can know that that didn't happen. I don't know what exactly all did happen, but I know that didn't happen, and that's where I'm tending to go with a lot of this stuff. I know what can't be, I know what can't be real, but do I know like say in Japan what exactly happened there? No, but I know that I wouldn't be able to call somebody up and have them tell me what they told me, and has no absolutely no reason to bullshit me, and then to give me that information, and then have it and then have what I'm being shown on the news, because those are two mutually exclusive vantage points, you know, that I'm getting from the media. So I tend to go with what I was able to gather first hand, you know, instead of, and that's, so, you know, but to go into like too much speculation, I don't know. I think it's kind of a waste of time, you know.
Well, I certainly want to get to the whole truth, but I think that, you know, I honestly don't think that there's one real victim from the day, because I think logistically all the things we talk about get thrown out the window. All these people accepting payouts, not all of them, but let's be honest. If 9/11's fake, and we know, but just by looking at some of the firefighter portraits where the guys are identical, I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? So we know the New York Fire Department's involved, we know the Port Authority's involved, we know the Police Department's involved. It probably involved a lot of people getting payoffs and shit like that, early retirement, stuff like that, just to keep their mouth shut. But if one or two or five or ten people really die in those towers, a lot of those people might have second thoughts and come out. Or not go along with the plot, you know what I mean? I think the number one goal that day is nobody dies. This is a simulated attack. And, you know, maybe by accident somebody, you know, as they demoed the building, but I don't even see that happening, you know? But I do think that they did take 20 to 30 to 40 people and maybe relocate them, give them some extra money, help build some more backstories, you know? But besides that, well, I can't say that. I haven't seen any real witnesses. I haven't seen anybody step up.
Yeah.
I've been challenging people for years to step up and show any type of real documentation. Nobody can show more than basically two photographs. Nobody ever has any high school pictures, high school friends. There's even been witnesses we've tried to hunt down, and their addresses aren't even there. You know?
Yeah, and then here's something I want to throw out there, like that I was thinking about, like. You know, a lot of people's opposition to this, all this talk is like, well, how could there be that many people involved and nobody's speaking out? Well, here's the thing, you know, we talked about this before on a couple of our calls about nuclear weapons, like being fake. Now, I've looked at a lot of footage. There was that series of videos called Nuke Lies.
Yeah.
And the examination of it, and it's proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that yeah, that's fake, you know, nuclear weapons tests. Now that tells
I'd
me
I'd
that,
have to look at it more, but I could buy that. I could definitely buy that, but I'd have to see a lot. I tried to go to Nuke Lies recently, you know, I couldn't get on. Is the site still up?
I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while, but the reason why I bring it up is like not to go into that right now, but like to bring up this point, like with the nuclear weapons being a hoax. Now, because it brings a question, like how can all the military and stuff be involved in something like that and keep it secret all this time? You know, it doesn't seem plausible at all. That's a big hurdle that a lot of people have a hard time getting over. But like, if you consider
compartmentalized.
Yeah, it's so
like
they're so compartmentalized. And then one thing too that you'll discover when you start looking into the nuke thing is that they were allegedly, officially conducting tests with TNT, dynamite, where they would say, okay, now we're going to do it with dynamite, and we're going to set up like 100 tons of dynamite, and
they use those videos like they were nukes. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and so like, okay, So you get you have this compartmentalization in the military, and then you got these dynamite explosions that look just like what we think of as a nuclear explosion. But you know, I'm of the opinion now that there is no such thing. That all we've been seeing all this time, if it was a real explosion and not a fake explosion, it was TNT. And how does the military know? Because they're conducting alleged real TNT, and how would they? And they're so compartmentalized, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing unless it's told from the top. And how do they know that the general's standing back with their goggles on, waiting for it to go off in the countdown, that they're not watching dynamite? Because the only people that would be in the know would be the actual people that staged it. And they're under the impression that, okay, it's a dynamite. Everybody knows it's dynamite. But the other side of the military, this compartment's thinking, we're looking at nukes. It's pretty simple, but then it's pretty profound at the same time. And I think it's actually a reflection, too, of what type of society and culture that we right now live in. We're so... Not only is the military compartmentalized, but our whole society is like that. It's compartmentalized. Corporations and everything like that, where there's all this secret stuff that can transpire and that somebody in the next room not even know about
Let me just interject for a second here, because I know that Justin, are you here?
Yeah, I'm back.
I know that you disagree with some of these nuke theories, and you do think that nukes are real. And I want to know what you have to say about this.
My opinion on it is this: I'm not gonna say that I can't have my mind changed on it, but my whole opinion on it was this: is just that, if they really could make nuclear energy, what would stop them from using it for a weapon? I understand, you know, it makes sense if all the wars are staged and whatnot. But I still think that just with the amount of, I think it's a good way to scare countries too to join up if they're not already part of it. I'm not saying that every nuke thing is real. I don't think that there's very much of it going on right now. I think it's all bullshit that the media is plugged. But on the other hand, I don't know. I just wonder, how it just. You know, like I said, why wouldn't they make a weapon at least, if you're going to use nuclear energy, why wouldn't they use that technology for weaponry? You know, they have every other thing made into weaponry.
And their website, if their website is nukelies.com, it is still taken down.
Yeah,
I tried going to it.
Yeah, that night we were talking about.
Brian, what do you think about this?
What do I think?
Yeah, what's your opinion? I haven't researched it, so I can give my opinion, but it doesn't mean shit, you know. But I'm going to give it anyway.
I haven't gone down this hole either, so I could.
You can still give an opinion that we can, we don't have to be saying that we're right.
I think that, like Justin says, that if really all bets are off, really, you know, now that the lid has been lifted, really it could be anything. It could be like when we take a look at the depth and the lengths to which these guys go, and the money that they spend to deceive their reality, and that's the whole thing. I was trying to share this with a friend the other day. What happens when you come to a point in your life? I'm 51 years old, and within the last couple of years,
holy
I realized
shit,
my
dude,
entire
you look like you're my age.
I look a lot better in person, but my whole life has been a lie. Well. Interaction with everyone else other than my truest of friends has all been bullshit or based on bullshit. So then now you ask yourself, now what? Well, to begin building the foundation of truth back, okay, so if that's a lie, then what's the opposite of that, which is the truth? Okay, so And then you go into like nuclear, like that this whole, remember the nuclear fusion thing over in Europe where they had the big tunnel with I don't know a whole lot about science, but it was they were digging
with this big thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and it was going to throw the Earth off the axis, and it could have created a big, and then the whole thing was just kiboshed, and you haven't heard another word about it. And they spent billions and billions of dollars on that thing. And now there's not a thing, even in alternative media, you just don't hear anything about it anymore. Like, there's so much stuff where you hear, like Fukushima, it was everywhere. Alternative media, it was here, there, everywhere, and now not another thing, with the exception of the odd blog or post on a Mike Adams site, the Health Ranger. But like, seriously, it's almost like they use whatever the topic du jour is, and then whatever, they ride that bitch for as far or as long as, and then they ride it to death, and then something else pops up. So I, you know what, I really don't know the whole nuclear thing. What are you saying, that nuclear energy as a whole could be a scam?
He's saying the bombs. He's saying the nuclear weapon explosions that we've seen on TV are TNT, and they're not really nuclear weapons, and we might not have a nuclear arsenal. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, very well. What my opinion is, very well, what we see on TV might be, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like I said, I have to look into it more. But go ahead, Chris.
Even before I ever saw nuclides, I was asking around the question, like, Why the hell would they have, like we're told, all these silos with all these missiles that all they have to do is trigger it off and it's the end of civilization? It's asinine.
Like, it kind of is the way they control civilization. Why would they want to end it? They control it.
It's definitely a fear thing with all the silos. I definitely agree with that.
It's pure fear. But, I mean, that's how our government of the powers that be, or whatever you want to call them, that's how they operate.
And you're right. No, that's what they base the whole Cold War on. I'm just saying the whole thing of questioning whether they ever made a nuclear bomb. And I would think that they would have. I don't know. My opinion would just be that it would be something that, you know. That why wouldn't they make a weapon out of it? Not saying that they necessarily use it.
The only reason that makes me doubt it a little bit, and I'm totally 50-50 here, and I haven't looked at it at all, guys. It's just a guess for me. Well, the only reason that would make me doubt it is because it's such a fear-mongering thing. Think about it. You know what I mean? All they want to do is fear-monger us. Oh, we got these nuclear weapons that can destroy the world.
Right. It was for 50 years, too. Total, 50 years. The whole Cold War was based on that. So I mean it definitely does.
I'd have to really study it though. I mean, I'd have to study it for months and months before I could give what I really take on that.
I just posted a link in the chat.
Sure. What do you got?
I actually copied a page in the Nuclides forum. It looks like it's down right now, but this is where a Chilean ambassador wrote a book years ago.
We don't see it in the chat. What chat is it in?
It's on the realnewsonline.com chat.
Oh, you're the anonymous 3573?
No, I'm in there as Chris. I just now posted it. It's an Evernote shared link.
Maybe I need to refresh. Why don't I see it? Do you guys see it?
I'm trying to get it there now. I got this.
Put it in the
Skype
chat, too.
This antique computer.
Yeah,
over
why
here.
Don't you drop it in the Skype chat, Chris, and then I'll transfer it over. We're seeming to have an issue.
Is it not coming up?
Yeah, it wasn't showing up at all, but I'll drop it in now. This is, guys, right here. This link right here. Boom. That's the one Chris wants you to look at, the one that says I just posted right in the chat.
Now, what is it? It's a letter from a Venezuelan politician. What is he saying?
Well, it's actually it's an excerpt from a book that was written in 1991. But this Chilean ambassador, and it's not the subject of the book is not dealing with whether or not nukes exist. But in passing, he mentioned that in a conversation with these different scientists that. The majority of them were under the impression that the nuclear bomb did not exist.
I have the page open now, so it does work, so that's good.
Well,
I mean, I can't debunk it, that's for sure, you know. And after all these lies we've been told, if you're gonna tell me a nuke's a lie, I mean, I can't doubt it, but I'd have to look into it, you know.
Why would they need to be real? That's a good. I think that's a real good question.
That's a good question. You know why? Because look at all the events we just talked about and how controlled and divided up the world already really is. Why would they need to be real? Why would those people ever attack each other? They run the world. Why would they want to kill everybody? We're their slaves.
Right. It's to keep people in fear. I mean, that's how they operate. I mean, they have to have Fukushima. They have to have, Gulf oil spill. They have to have, all this stuff because, it's like, man, we need a big government to protect us from all this stuff, Al-Qaeda's and, Chinese invading us. But they run both sides. That's the thing. The Al-Qaeda is a fiction that's made up. It's a boogeyman.
Oh, like it's totally made up.
Yeah, so
Al-Qaeda is totally made up.
Al-Qaeda means the toilet in Arabic. It really means the toilet. It's like a slang term for toilet.
Yeah,
why would they call a group that they're making up it's supposed to be an honorable, why would they call it the toilet? This doesn't make sense. It's a joke on us, exactly.
Yeah, and that's what all this comes down to. A lot of
par
stuff
for the
we're discussing
course.
Here. What are these we're talking about like the Fukushima, like the nuclear bomb, like the worldwide global terrorism. It's always this global problem, and then I hear that there's going to be some. Potentially in the future with meteorites slamming into the earth. And then, they talk about, we could send a rocket up there or something, or a nuke and blow it up. Well, what's the common theme there? It's like we got to have this big, giant government to deal with these big, giant problems or we're all going to die. That's just a continual theme that we've been fed down through the Cold War. Prior to that, with potential invasions from foreign countries, the Japanese are going to come over here and kill us all. There was that. You look at some of that old propaganda, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese were evil incarnate, and they were going to kill us all. And
yeah,
bloodthirsty
little guys with glasses and everything on. They made them look goofy, like. Yeah, I know it's the World War II.
Demonize them.
Yeah, yep.
Demonize them,
had them killing babies and stuff like that, and.
But that's the ongoing theme. I mean, down through history, it's like we've always had this looming threat of one form or another.
Right.
And
right.
What does that do? It's like it puts into people's minds that, man, we really need the government to be there and to be big and powerful to protect us all,
and that's why eventually people are going to call for a world government when there's something when the world needs to come together to fight.
Yeah, they're just ramping it up. They're just upgrading their system. Yeah,
right.
So I could totally see like a fake alien thing. I mean, that's kind of
honestly, Chris, I think it's coming. I really do. I think with all the propaganda they push, I don't see why waste all this money on this propaganda unless, because we're talking mainstream here. We're not just talking about it being, and the fact that the Jones and them aren't talking about it. If it was just fear mongering, I would think Jones would be talking about it. You know, that'd be right up his alley. And that's the thing. So, I mean, I think it. You know, and here's the thing: for when we talk about a blue beam occasion, it doesn't have to be holograms like we've heard before. The whole thing could play out on a TV screen, very very simple, like at the Olympics this year, and the people there may just see something funny, but the whole world is going to believe whatever they're told by Brian Williams or whatever.
It's not going to take holograms.
Not.
You could put one
it's
hologram
not.
Over one city
right.
to make a, one group of people flip out, and then the rest of it is just more media bullshit.
Exactly.
You guys brought up Buzz Aldrin being on the Alex Jones show, and they were kind of like implying that, sort of like skirting around it, but yet definitely the implication was there that, yeah, Buzz Aldrin, man, he saw some wild stuff when he was on the moon, but he doesn't, he can't really talk about it, and we're not going to really go there, but, you know, Buzz, man, he's got the inside info on the Space Brothers or whatever the hell, you know, like, that are out there, and they're on the moon, they got bases on the moon.
The intergalactic, whatever the hell it is that, what's the other guy put, Albert, whatever his name, Weber.
They drive me nuts. Did both of you guys, did Chris and Brian, did you guys get to hear on Moon Show, either one of you? I know one of you guys said you heard some of it.
Yeah, I heard quite a bit of it. Hey, have you guys ever heard of educateyourself.org?
Yeah. No, what is it? It's Ken Adachi's site. Go ahead.
Is it a good place?
It's got just soup to nuts as far as topics. Everything from ELF to the page I'm looking at right now is 21 Goals of the Illuminati. But when you guys are talking about Blue Beam and whatnot, and that's exactly the agenda, is to their goals, like the Committee of 300, Club of Rome, and the Illuminati themselves, they've got a step-by-step agenda of what they want to accomplish. One is to establish a one world government, new world order, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go through all 21 items, but it goes on to discuss how they're going to accomplish this. And their primary goal is to abolish religion, primarily Christianity. But they, I mean, you can take a look at through the Rosicrucians, Knights Templar, and Malta, and all of the rest of it, the creation of the Catholic Church and quote unquote religion. People have such a problem with Christianity, but if they don't have the problem with Christianity, it's all these other assholes so-called or pretending to represent quote-unquote God. And anyway, it's fascinating stuff, but their whole idea with this Blue Beam, and the platform may very well be the opening ceremonies, or, you know, I mean, that's the scuttlebutt on the internet, is you take a look at the number of pyramids that are around that stadium. And the Zion and the logo and all the rest of it. Plus, you know, getting back to Gaga ushering in the Illuminati ball on New Year's, followed by the Super Bowl occult ceremony, and then the sacrifice of Whitney Houston, followed by the Black Mass at the Grammys. It's all setting up for something big this year.
Yeah, no matter what. That was the reason of the whole 2012 scare. So.
You know what I mean? This is the EFR. So, I mean, perfect time for it. I mean, you do it this year, everybody's gonna go nuts, you know.
You know what would make a lot of sense too.
That's why Men in Black 3. You can take a look. Whatever's coming out of Hollywood, you could basically, you remember the Manchurian Candidate, Contagion. You know, all of these movies, Hunger Games. They're all
ahead of time though to pick the pots out and put them together and see what they're gonna be. Even things like the Lone Gunman, they show you almost flying in planes into the tower,
right?
But you don't realize it till after, you know.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with predictive programming. Some things like that you're not going to see. You know, like 9/11, the only thing that would have really threw you off to 9/11 would have been, you know, seeing that they're using Muslim terrorists in every movie. Besides that, you know, they're really, but as far as the alien thing goes, just 17 movies a year are coming out based on alien invasions, you know, since after 9/11. It's like, you know, it just, to me, I think it's going to be the last card, as you know, I think Bill Cooper said it, and Wernher von Braun supposedly said it too. The last card is the alien card.
Well,
it would make sense.
It serves a lot of purposes for them. It makes their one world government really come together, because now we all have to join military to fight these aliens.
Just like in Independence Day.
Independence Day, and it's going to do the same thing for religions too.
Yep. They're going to tell you that, you know, these religions aren't needed, and they're going to give you a new line, a new line to follow from, you know, and say like, well, you know, they didn't know, and the Abrahamic religions actually came from this or that, and they're going to have you pretty much. My guess is the next thing that people worshiping is going to be like Gaia, Earth, or just some, you know, some new age. Craziness, or, you know, something like that. I think global warming, and the fact the nuke threat is another thing that plays into it, and it's gonna be something that, you know, the anti-nuke proliferation, you know, and the global warming things. These are both things
it's so depressing all the time, you know. That's like why I need to take breaks every once in a while. It's just like, why can't we sit? I know, I'm serious. I've only been doing this like a year and a half, and I have to take like 3 week breaks every couple months because I need to just do stupid shit for 2 weeks and just I get away from it all because it just drives me nuts. And it's like, what do you do during that time though? Do you go out and talk to idiots? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do? You just kind of sit there and watch some baseball or something, or yeah, do something to pass the time, you know?
To be honest, when I do it, because every like 4 months or so I get burned out, you know, and it's like. So what I do is, watch baseball or, you know, a good time to do it is the summertime and go out and enjoy the weather. You know, I mean, that's the best thing you can do and try not to let the chemtrails get you down that you're seeing everywhere,
and,
you know.
And that's what I said. I don't know if people saw my post. I'm going to try and take some time in July. So if you guys don't hear from me for a few weeks, I am taking a few weeks off of 9/11 in July, and I'm going to get a beach house, and I'm going to enjoy myself for a couple weeks. So before anybody gets suspicious, Brian's going somewhere this summer, and he's going to enjoy himself for a couple weeks, okay? Thank you. Let that
happen. Imagine we're both missing. You know, everyone will think we both.
Oh, yeah. There'll be people writing all over about us.
That we got picked up and we're in the FEMA camp or something.
Yeah,
we're red listers or blue listers, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever nonsense.
Chris, are you gonna be up late tonight? Are you up for a Skype call tonight or maybe tomorrow? I got some stuff that we need to talk about after too.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna give you a call after the show. I got some stuff I want to go over with you.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and drop out now. I'll just. You
don't have to drop out now. Absolutely not, if you don't want to.
Oh, you guys going to be on for a little while?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll talk for a few more minutes. I'm just saying when the show's over, yeah. I got a couple things I want to ask you that I didn't get to ask you. I know some stuff that would interest you. These guys already know, and I don't want to do it over the radio. I'd rather do it in person. So I was just seeing if you're up for a phone call tonight, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, definitely, definitely. I'll definitely give you a call when we're done. We'll be done soon. We'll probably do another maybe 15, 20 minutes. I mean, we've pretty much ran the gamut tonight. So, Brian, what's your story? Like, you don't do radio shows at all?
No.
When was the last time you've done one? Is this your first one?
Sometimes I feel like it's me against the world because, number one, I live in Canada, so I think the percentage of people that are awake here versus in the U.S. I mean, granted, we're a much smaller country population-wise, but it's pretty lonely.
I think it's just as bad here, if not worse.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I find that some people, you know, just even basing on posts that I make on my wall and whatnot, certain things. I mean, I can post a picture of a dog getting rescued and I get all like 15,
right.
Oh, so cute, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and then
right.
I post a picture of Osama been missing in 2004 versus 2007. And the one 3 years later, he looks 20 years younger, you know, and people are just like, they do the Scooby-Doo, you know, and they don't understand it. But somebody was asking in chat, you know, about Black Mass and all the ritual. The best site to explain all of the occult symbolism, both with Madonna's performance and Minaj and Whitney Houston, the symbolic meaning behind the movie 2012 is vigilantcitizen.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy that guy's blogs. He definitely picks things apart pretty good.
Yeah, hey guys, anything you guys want to throw up as you're saying them, just throw them in the comments for people like that, so people can see them.
Well, yeah, where I'm looking, I'm on the chat window here. I'm seeing all of these little chat.
Okay,
but where do
you
enter
you
something
chat.
In chat?
Okay, you see the chat, but right underneath the chat, there's a comment wall. You see that?
Yeah. So that shows up in chat if I enter.
No, but they stay there longer and more people read those and will see those links because if you put it in chat, there's going to be 30 pages of chat for people to scroll through to find links and nobody's going to do that.
There's another.
So sometimes we'll do both. We'll put it in the first chat, But if we want it to stay on the site for a long time and have people comment on it and stuff, we'll put it in the comment section. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You know who's a good... No, no problem. You know who's a good source for YouTube videos on this is a guy by the name of Lennon Honor Films. As far as like the occultism goes in the movies and the music business, he breaks it down pretty well too. There's a few guys like that you know, on YouTube that you know break down that stuff and show you what these people are actually, you know, portraying or trying to portray.
The other thing, if I could just say one thing, Justin, before you go on, I wanted to tell Brian, if you leave comments in that comment section, you can literally just click a box to post that comment to Twitter, and people from Twitter will come back and read it, look at your link. You can post it to Facebook, or you can actually hit the little and symbol, and you can tag any one of your friends, and they'll get a notification, and they'll come over to the site, and they'll see the link that you left. It works out really well.
Cool.
It's a wicked cool comment system. It's the best one I found. I just figured I'd let you know that.
Well, that's good, because you were having some issues there a while back.
Yeah, I was. No, I was, because I had... Well, that stuff's not easy to do. I have no help doing this. Nobody's taught me how to set up this radio station, the audio, the website. I've had to do all this, and I did have a lot of issues, but now I do have a good comp. This is a good comment system. I like it a lot. In the last few shows, we've gotten a lot of good comments on here. And people can reply to other comments. You can actually, under any comment, if you like it, you can share it to a network. You can publish it. All that crazy stuff, you know? And sometimes you don't want to do that. You just want to put a freaking comment up. But you can do that too, you know? It's pretty good.
Hey, Brian from Canada.
Yeah.
I spoke with a guy from Toronto last week. He called me on Skype, and he said he listens to the Hoaxbusters calls, and spoke to him for a couple of hours. But he's up in the Toronto area. He sent me a link to this forum that he started. I don't know if you'd be interested in that. Maybe you could. I don't know. Like, are you in Toronto area by any chance?
No, in Western Canada.
Oh, Western Canada. So, yeah, you're on the opposite end. But yeah, that's one other person I know that I know of that's awake to a lot of this stuff. That's
good. There's two of us.
So, yeah, there's two now.
I actually come across a lot of people on Facebook that are from Canada. And you know,
I've commented on it a lot. A lot of the people I know that are awake are actually from Canada, as compared to the United States. I mean, the percentage wise.
Yeah, Trevor and Nelson too. The guys from True North on Freethink Radio too. They're a little different angle of stuff, but you know, they're pretty awake too. They're from Canada also.
The Truther girls are from Canada.
Really?
Yep.
Love them.
I like the Truth of Girls videos, actually. I really do. And I try not to really support pretty much anybody, but I do like their videos, I will admit. And I like to repost them sometimes. I think they're legit. I don't really see any really agenda there at all.
No, I don't. And I think for the most part, you know, they... I think she is kind of objective, and she, you know, the fact that she's actually gone down... some of these roads where, you know, the Burmeses and them wouldn't touch a lot of the stuff that, you know, just about things being staged events and whatnot, you know, I definitely think that she's all right anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing, too, is that remember we were talking earlier, the sheep in wolves' clothing appearing, you know, they don't appear like wolves, they appear like sheep. That's why they do what they do. But the whole Charlie Veatch or Vetch or whatever all of the, you know, they go on and on and on, and they develop these cult followings, and people are just like hanging on every word they say, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, the guy was like either COINTELPRO or like just a complete total shill, and all of a sudden it's like, so now what? And they just glom onto the next best, you know, whatever it is.
You know what's funny about that, Brian, is I actually came across people that were defending him. Like, a good amount of people were defending him after he came out and said that you know, that he believed the popular mechanics reason for 9/11 or whatever. And he still had people. And like, you people really are awake that you're going back and believing this guy believes the official story. And just because he believes, you know, they say, oh, well, a guy can't change his mind. Not on something like that. He can't change his mind back to, you know, to thinking it was 19 cavemen and a boogeyman, across the world. No, it's not acceptable. But yeah. Veach is he's a. If people don't know he's a shill yet, then I don't know why you're even listening now.
you guys see that documentary?
Which one?
I think it's called Conspiracy Road Trip, or I'll have to look it up. But that's where Charlie Veach does his flip flop.
Yep, he was paid for. He was financed to come to the country by the BBC and did a BBC documentary that Chris is talking about called Conspiracy Road Trip. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him like $50,000
a month or something. Yeah.
Yeah, $50,000 a month. It wasn't even just $50,000, and he admitted it. He admitted
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I always knew he was a shill. I mean, you know. I hate it, but I do it all the time. I don't like throwing around the word unless I really know, but we now know that these people, at least 95% of them with the big faces in the movement, they're all shills.
Nope.
They are, you know, and that sucks. It sucks because we thought they were on their side. We thought they're trying to give us real information. And it's been a bunch of, did you guys hear the caller last week that called in? The last caller that I got, and his solution was, let's not talk about any of your no plane stuff because you don't understand it, and let's not talk about CGI. Let's talk about hanging Bush and Cheney, and let's interview them. Let's interview them. Oh, you heard? And then he said,
you know the difference between faked or doctored? That guy?
Yeah, that guy. That guy, he was trying to play war games. There is a little difference, and I should have acknowledged that, but he had me so pissed off. And then he's like, what we should examine is how the two airplanes brought down the buildings in the collapse. And I'm like, so we should examine the official story, like what they've been doing for 10 years, guy? I mean, that's unbelievable to me. Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Who is that? Genghis, right?
That was Genghis guy. Yep.
Wow.
I don't think it's the same Genghis that was around 2007 that people told me about, though.
Oh, okay, different.
Because I asked a few people that knew him, and it wasn't him, supposedly.
Okay.
But I thought it was him. I thought it was him that night calling in.
Yeah, I've seen videos, and it sounded like the same guy. I don't know, maybe not.
Jesus Christ, then. I don't have any videos of him. If you have some videos of him, send it. I got to see it.
I don't have them. I just remembered seeing them, and it's been a while back. I'd have to
I couldn't find an actual interview
with him. And
I couldn't find a single interview of him on, like, YouTube. I tried to. I tried to track him down because I had remembered that Simon had told us that Genghis was one of the first people that approached him after September Clues came out, and he wanted to put it on YouTube for him, this guy from Australia, and once it hit 1 million views, he just canceled his YouTube channel and all this shit.
But the guy on your call wasn't Australian. He was like...
Okay, so then it's probably not the same guy then.
Probably different, yeah.
Different guy, but that guy was ridiculous. Did you hear the way he was talking? I'm sorry, I did go a little overboard at the end, maybe, but he insulted me. First of all, he said, if your idea of research is watching YouTube, I never said my idea of research was watching YouTube. First of all, I do a million other types of research besides watch YouTube. And second of all, if my footage is doctored that I'm looking at, well, what footage is he looking at? Does he have some real footage that we don't have? Do you understand?
We're gonna study
his plane collapses and building collapses, but my footage is fake.
It's just like the NASA footage, you know, or whatever. It's like, oh, so there's real footage, you mean? You know, the ones they supposedly lost, and
it's
that's ridiculous. The excuse they give for giving us what they gave us.
was silly.
Oh, it was silly. That guy was silly. I wasn't too impressed with that guy. I was real mad at the end, you know, and I tried not to lose it. I really did. I tried not to lose it, and I didn't mean to call him a name, and I called him like I called him a troll or something, but that's what he was. That's what he was there for.
Right? I totally identify with your frustration because, you know, you get that. Well, you get those YouTube commenters and stuff, and now I don't even mostly
after we have a phone call tonight, you're going to really identify with my frustration. You're going to know why I have a lot of anger built up right now, and then this guy came on my show, and he just absolutely just put me over the top, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore. It's been an interesting week, I'll tell you that much. What else you guys want to touch on tonight? Brian, how about you? I mean, you're our guest tonight. Was there anything else you want to get to?
Oh, I just enjoyed the, like I said, talking with like-minded people is refreshing as hell.
Yeah, isn't it really? Doesn't it really feel so constructive? Like, and it is a hard thing to get done.
Well, it is, you know. I mean, it was, you know, getting back to my daughter who's slowly waking up, and I've even gone to the point now with her to say, listen, you know what, you make $20 an hour, I'm going to pay you $25 an hour to sit down and watch some videos. And then I'm going to ask you questions afterwards to make sure that you've watched them. But, you know, if I have to spend a few $100 to wake her up, then it's money well spent.
That's an awesome idea.
Well, why not? I mean, she's 19 and she's got a lot of influence with, you know, a lot of her generation. She's, you know, very highly thought of and whatnot. And, you know, it's like this stuff is deadly, deadly serious. And that's the saddest part of all is that people, you know, like just walk down any street in any town USA or any town Canada. And it's just like people have not a clue.
No,
what's
you can't
about
let your
happen.
You don't want your kids to fall into these doctrines. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is what you need to do with your life. This is what you need to do. This get into the banking system. Get into this scam. Get into that. It's like a fine line.
Yeah,
though. It's like my kid's 15, so it's like hard for me. I don't want to scare him right now with this stuff. But there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to tell him a lot of it, you know? And right now, I'm telling him that don't believe the bullshit they tell you on the news. Don't believe the stuff they scare you with. And if you don't believe anything your teacher says, question me about it, and we'll talk about it. He's a smart kid, you know? But I don't want to scare him either. He's got better shit to worry about, too.
No, and that's the same thing, too, is that ignorance is no, you know, the old adage, ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance isn't bliss. Ignorance is ignorance. And the sad part, though, is that people, and I'm not saying prepare for Armageddon, but I am saying that, you know, when you take a look at the global goal of the one world government and, you know, how are they going to do that, the collapse of the U.S. dollar, you know, is inevitable. So anyone with dollars in any of the mainstream financial institutions at this point is foolish, in my opinion. Whoever doesn't, you know, I mean, I'm not saying stock up for a year's worth of food, but what would happen if even a major snowstorm, you know?
Exactly. You should always have 2 months, 3 months worth of stuff, no matter what. There's no reason you can't spend, you know, $200. You know, and get, you know, get some dried rice and beans and just stuff like, you know, protein.
I think it's a great idea, and I wish I would have some storable food. Honestly, I don't, but.
Well, FEMA's got it. They just ordered a while ago. I actually, it's funny because there was this thing floating around the internet months ago, and it was an RFQ, request for quotation, put out by FEMA and DC to supply them with 14 million separate rations, like what are now called MREs, and you are to provide, you know, your likelihood of being a what?
Was that the underwater body bags thing too?
No. But this was, so I called the number because I thought it was a hoax, and it was probably midnight. 1 o'clock in the morning my time, so I knew it would have been, you know, nobody would be in the office in DC. So I called the number and it went right through to this chick's, like, whoever the name, I forget what it was, was like she had signed off her name and her direct line, and I called that direct line and it was her voicemail, and I hung up immediately, and I'm thinking like, this thing's real. So like, you take a look at the New Madrid fault line, like they are gearing up for something, and if they've got food and ammunition and blah blah blah, then why shouldn't we?
Well, I think another reason is with ammunition, as far as that goes. And you're not even gonna have ammunition to fight the government. You're gonna have ammunition to you know, when if you're prepared and your neighbors aren't, you know, or the people in the next city aren't or whatever.
Yeah, fighting the government is a losing battle.
Exactly.
it's a really dumb idea.
It is.
But like you say, when you're prepared and your neighbors aren't.
It is, you know, and obviously, you know, I mean, you should share what you have with those. But of course, there's going to be people that are, you know, if it really comes down to it, people are hungry enough, you know, they may try to strong arm some food, you know, and it's because here's the thing, you know, the stores are only, we're really only like what, three or four meals away from, you know, pretty much anarchy or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing is, and we're not even talking about, you know, any of the crazy stuff, but like, you know, like you said, you get a snowstorm, where it just knocks the power out. You get a hurricane. It doesn't hurt just to be prepared, just to have the, you know, a few
absolutely.
Things done.
The power was off for 4 days in Southern California just months ago.
Yeah, you know, we lost for six days during Hurricane Irene. It was a Category 1.
There you go.
You know, so I mean, and where I live, we couldn't get to a store for at least 3 days or so. You know, so
yeah,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You know what else is crazy too? I just want to throw one more theory out there before we get off tonight. No one, after everything we at least think we might know about 9/11 now and stuff like that. Don't you have to go? You don't have to, because we have other things to do. But all these other events that we've heard about, as far as terrorism events over the last however many years, I mean,
I don't believe any of them.
I don't believe any of them. Oklahoma City, none of them. None of them.
Not Oklahoma City. Not Lockerbie. Like, you know, as far as, you know, I do believe. So I don't believe they were all media events, but I don't believe.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe there were some bombs that went off. I don't believe they killed 300 people in Oklahoma City. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, when you take a look at sheer loss of life, North American, the medical profession in North America has killed more human beings than all terrorist activity combined in the history of mankind.
Oh, and most terrorist activity is just completely fabricated. It's not even terrorist activity.
With ill-prescribed medications. I mean, hundreds of thousands of die every year from misprescribed or ill-prescribed medication. And that's not to mention the you know, just the regular standard improperly consuming a prescription. You know, just sheer stupidity on the part of the patient. They overdose and die or whatever. But prescription medication, like we're getting back to big pharma and stuff, it kills more than any terrorist ever will or could.
I heard Vioxx killed more people than the Vietnam War.
Crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Guys, listen, we're going to wrap it up in about 10 minutes.
Hold on. What was that? Killed more people than the Vietnam War?
Vioxx.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Listen, we're going to wrap it up in about 10 minutes, but before we do, I'd like to get, you know, let's get a closing point from everybody, and I do want to ask a couple questions. Brian, would you be interested in ever coming back on? Because I think you're a great host, and I think it's been a great show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting here with my Skype headset on. It was funny. As I put it on, I said, wow, I look like a pilot on 9/11. Wait a minute. There were no pilots. I had a little chuckle to myself.
No, but maybe in like 4 or 5 weeks after we bang out a few shows we already got scheduled, you'll come back on or whatever?
Absolutely, you bet.
And anytime you want to chime in during a show, any of our shows, just chime right in, buddy. I mean, I really, really, really appreciate it. And I always knew you were really a great guy just from reading your posts, and you know what I mean? And same thing goes for you, Chris, obviously. I hope some point you'll come back on.
Yeah, yeah. Look forward to it. Enjoyed it. good chat.
Yeah, absolutely. We always get a lot of constructive stuff done. Let me just mention again, I want you guys to post your links too, please. Don't be worried about spamming my site. Just post your damn links. Chris Kendall has a radio show and talk show. Post your link for that. I think I might have already posted it. If I did it, we'll put it up there. Brian, what do you got? You got a blog? You got a website? You got anything? Or are you just kind of out there?
No, I'm an admin on a page on Facebook, but it's Eyes Wide Open News.
Okay, I can post that. I'm in there, so I can post the link up for people.
Yeah, guys, if you're on Facebook and you're not on Eyes Wide Open News, it's definitely somewhere to go. And Brian, and the couple admins that are left now, and myself included. You know, definitely, I don't post them there a lot, but they post some good stuff and get some good combos going. Especially if you want to wake people up, you know, it's a good place to go and just chime in and let people know. And it's refreshing to see that there is a few people that are still awake, you know. So definitely, yeah, check out Eyes Wide Open News page on Facebook. It's one of the biggest pages there is as far as alternative media goes on there.
But it is good. It is good because a lot of people go on there, even if a lot of them are wrong. It's good to get your point out to as many people as possible.
Right.
And I don't know, man. I just think you gotta convey the message the right way. You know, that's what I try to do with the 9/11 message. You try and break it down the right way in different parts that people can understand. And I think that everybody that's in this group right now is pretty good at doing that. And that's what you got to do, guys. You know, you can't just expect people to believe the craziest. I mean, not crazy because they're real, but sometimes you gotta start with the small stuff. You gotta ease them into it. It takes time. I mean, sometimes you gotta sit. You know how many people I sat down in my house and watched like 20 hours of documentaries and videos, like 35, 40 people. I mean, you really gotta spend time doing it. It sucks, but.
No, yeah. I agree.
You know,
I don't know. I do get tired of dealing with the people that don't even care to learn, though. You know, like it's gotten to a point with me where it's like I don't want to even waste. You know, unless someone wants to learn nowadays, I could care less. To me, it's just another zombie that's gonna end up it's going to be, everything's going to be a surprise to them when it happens, or, you know, and sadly, they're going to catch cancer and not know why. And just everything. I mean, you know, I'm not wishing ill health on anyone, but, you know, I mean, stuff like this is just,
Justin, you've been at it for a while too. So it's got to be frustrating dealing with all the people that just won't wake up when there's enough of them that are partly woken up, that still aren't woken up, that you got to deal with. It's like,
oh, like Justin was saying, there's people that are awake that are, you know, especially for, I don't know whether it's a guy thing or what, but to admit that you're wrong, and especially when you think you know the truth, you know, you come out of the whatever you want to call it, deception closet, and then all of a sudden you're, so to speak, awake, and then somebody comes along and says, but what if there were no planes on 9/11, like it was, you know, the experience that I went through when I was reading Brian's blog. And I'm thinking, like, and my personality is, what if there were no planes? So I, you know what, I'll read, and then I'll say, like, holy shit, maybe there weren't. And then so I dig deeper, and then I dug deeper, and man, I was like 4 or 5 in the morning, I think, was the first night I got to bed, because I was on, like, in front of my computer for 8 straight hours just reading and reading and reading his blogs. But there's very few people with minds like that that are going to say, you know what, you bring up an interesting point, like this whole nuclear thing. Now I'm like, well, now I need to look into that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but very few people are like that.
And did you go past the blogs? Did you go and look at the video and see how ridiculous some of the plane videos were, and just how
absolutely, and even in September clues, like the like you say, the different angles and the different collapse footage and the different and coming from like a steel building construction, those girders were 36. I think they were 36 by 24. I don't think people have any idea how strong a steel beam is. And then when you have that many of them in that concentration, with that amount of engineering and all of that reinforced concrete, I mean, those towers were freaking strong. And for those planes to cut through them literally like a knife, a hot knife, through butter. Like when you time lapse that from when the nose hit the one side to coming out the other side by accident because it was still intact, it's an absolute mathematical impossibility just based on sheer common sense.
Yeah, and so are the Herzakhani shots from behind, the CNN Michael Herzakhani shots where the plane goes into the building. And it just melts. Nothing falls off the plane. The building is not even broken, and neither is the plane. And it's stuck halfway in it. It's a joke. It's really an insult to your intelligence.
You know my opinion. What the plane looked like to you know, like the best analogy I can give. It's like throwing a tomato at a cheese grater. You know, that's what's gonna. You know, you're not gonna get much through it. It's gonna bounce off, and you know, maybe a little juice flies through. But you know. You're not going to penetrate a steel building, you know, and even if the buildings, you know,
Chelsea,
were like they said
they were.
Not even
a steel building. Look at the buildings we're talking about. We're talking about the buildings that were at one time the biggest buildings in the world.
I know.
And then they want you to believe, first of all, they want you to believe that two buildings got knocked down by two airplanes, but in reality it was nine fucking buildings, but they don't tell anybody that. And we're the weird ones. I love it. I love being the weird one. I am the weird one now. I'm the crazy one now. But guys, listen, I'm gonna close up the show. We gotta close it up. It's been 4 hours. It's been a great show. Thank you everybody that came on. I'll make sure I post links for all your guys' stuff. Anytime you guys want to come back on, I'm gonna actually invite you guys now. If you guys want to come back on in like 3 or 4 weeks, that'd be great. You know.
Sign me up.
Okay.
All right, brother. And I'll Chris, I have your Gmail, right? Or your email. Brian, I always see you on Facebook. Justin, I know where you are. Obviously. I think unless anybody else has any closing words, I mean, I think that's pretty much it for tonight. Other than I do want to mention, don't forget Wednesday at 5 p.m., we have a 9/11 special with James Sloan from New Zealand. And myself and Justin Cook, we have to do a weird time because he has a, I got to get the time right. Hold on. It's gonna be a 1 a.m. show,
correct?
Isn't it? No, it's gonna be
1 a.m.
We're going on the air at 1 a.m. Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Okay, guys? It's 5 p.m. Australian time on Thursday, and it's going to be 1 a.m. Eastern time. It's a little later than we usually go, not 10:30, but 1 a.m. Eastern time, Thursday morning, Wednesday night. And I'll remind you guys, I'll put posts, and I'll send you guys messages and stuff, but we're going to do a good 9/11 show. And this kid knows his stuff, too, so it'll be a good show. You guys will definitely want to tune in, definitely, I'm telling you. But
done deal.
Other than that, anybody got anything else before we get out of here?
No, I just want to thank Chris and Brian for coming on. I think it was a great little roundtable discussion we had here, with and I'm definitely gonna look into some of that stuff too. And I think that's the important thing is that you know none of us here are afraid to say like you know hey I may have been wrong on that or. You know, the fact that, you know, we're all, you know, open-minded to look into things more or whatever, I think, you know, people just need to be more like that. And I think our listeners are like that as well. So,
you need to be open-minded. You know?
Exactly.
You have to be willing to look at everything. I mean, we'll just leave it at that. You guys just got to be open-minded. You can't just take what you've been learned. Because somebody taught you in school or because somebody told you that's what happened on TV and believe it and not even look at the other side. Because usually when you look at the other side, the first shit you saw is ridiculous.
Yeah, just remember those two questions, those two words, what if?
What if? And yep. then one day I happen to stumble onto Loose Change and it changed my life, dude. You know?
Yeah.
It changed my life. I see, even though there's a ton of disinformation, obviously, in that movie, it made me realize the official story was absolute garbage and that they totally lied about us being attacked by terrorists. And I was, right, it's totally changed my life. I haven't done anything else since but study 9/11. Things. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I look at other things too.
Right. Well, yeah. Like I said, that we're the 1%. The 99%. And that was who that was. The demographic that was designed for, are still, you know, swimming in that same sea or whatever. But you know, there has been some people that have moved on past the Ron Paul and past the Richard Gage stuff. So, you know, that's pretty much, or past the any throw any name in there, Wood, Kalazov, etc. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. So all right. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Justin. I want to thank Brian. We've been trying to get him on for a few weeks. I want to thank Chris for coming on. I didn't even know he was going to show up tonight. I did talk to him earlier. It worked out good. We had a really good round table, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good.
Really good. Absolutely. Yeah, we had a good. It's going on 4 hours right now. So if I didn't, it's going on 4 hours right now. So I thought we had a great show. So we definitely got
that new
12-step
program called On and On and On.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely have to do it again, guys, soon. But guys, remember, I did just mess up that time. I will definitely. You know me. I'll be spamming it everywhere. We have a show at 1 a.m. on Thursday, so we'll call it Wednesday night. It's Thursday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to have a 9/11 special. If you guys are up, you're definitely going to want to listen to it. If not, definitely get the archive. It's going to be me and James, and it's going to be Justin, and we're all going to go over some different topics, and it's going to be really good. But other than that, guys, I want to thank everybody for listening. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio, Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, our special guest Brian Hamilton, Chris Kendall, and everybody else that called in tonight. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
All right. Peace out.
Thanks.